Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Hello, everybody. That all sounds so darn fancy, but, you know, we're here at home, and as usual, the hair's on top of the head, the sweats are on, and we get to interview cool people, and it's just so much fun to bring you our guest today from Scotland. Get that. We've got somebody on the phone from Scotland. Wait till you hear this accent. It's so cool, and her information is amazing, and I'm just totally thrilled she's here with me. Now, I may mess up her last name, even though she did pronounce it for me. It's Evelyn Newhouse. Evelyn, did I get your name right?
You did. Thank you.
So people can listen along, and sometimes they click along with us too. What's your website so people can visit you if they want to do that while we're talking?
Okay, my website is www.psychicevelyn.co.uk.
Got it. Okay. I need to learn all about you. I was on Facebook and I posted a call for some new guests and things like that. I think I was in the Hay House community, being a Hay House author and so forth. I love to engage the other authors, the writers, the aspiring writers, the speakers. There's a ton of different people out there with information. And you sort of raised your hand, and here you are. And isn't it fun when you raise your hand, how nervous you get to be?
Yes, definitely.
So you're a psychic. And I need to know what that means, because it says that you've been aware of this ability since you were a little kid. That right there, in some realms, you might feel different. Your parents might think you're, different. So many things go on there with just that one sentence. Can you take us there?
Certainly. When I was little, when I was small, when I was a child, I used to come downstairs and tell my mum and dad that there was somebody in my room at night and that I was talking to them, and they would ask me, they would look at me, but they would ask me who or, what I was seeing. And I actually described a grandparent that I hadn't actually met as a child. So that obviously got them thinking, I think it actually does go there is a link through the family. And obviously they discovered then that I had picked it up. And as I grew older, then I used to say things to people that I didn't know, and they would look at me as if to say, how do you know that? I felt how other people were feeling. I do sense how other people are feeling, and it just moved on from there. And I knew I was different from other children because I used to see things that they couldn't. And basically, just as I got older, when you're a child, you kind of push it aside and you just carry on. But it's as I got older and I've had different things happening to me in life that my gift has come back through. And basically, I've just took it from there.
Yeah. Did you ever have a moment where you were like, I better not tell anybody about this?
Yes.
Talk about that, because go ahead, sorry.
No, sorry. Even now, sometimes you won't say anything, even though being a psychic, it's more looked upon now. But before, it was kind of frowned upon, because people, obviously, we all have different thinking on likes of things like this, and not everybody does believe in it. So everybody does have free will to make their own minds up about things. But you're wary sometimes about speaking up as to what you do, just because you don't know what kind of reaction you're going to get.
Yeah, well, you know, even just quitting my job and having a website and a book and all the stuff, I've gotten a lot of comments too. So we all get them no matter what we do. So
yeah.
Join the club. I figured, you know, I thought you were so nice and such a nice person that even that would inspire people. So I loved the words. Yeah, no, thank you, because, you know, you use words, you know, inspire, empower, and encourage. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on how that, you know, intertwines with what you do.
Well, a lot of what I post, I actually get given the messages from Spirit. It's as if I get messages given to me to write what I write. It's not just me writing it. It's like a message being given to me, and I put it in writing. And then when I've posted it, and then I look back at it, I think to myself, where did that come from? So,
yeah.
It's obviously something I'm meant to do. That's the way I'm obviously given it, for a reason to write what I write, and it's obviously a message that's meant for somebody out there.
Yeah. So, okay. So tell me, what is this? Do you have to meet people in person? Can you hear people over the phone? How does that work? And then what is, I'm going to pronounce these words wrong, I even think, so correct me, clairsentient, claircognizant, and empath.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
And empath's when you're picking up on the feelings of people, even just walking past somebody, a sense how they're feeling. And again, it's like clairsentience, it's like clear feeling. And claircognizance is obviously, it's like knowing, you know things. I get predictive dreams sometimes, and that is, it's like a knowing that I get. And if I'm reading for somebody, I pick up in a lot of things that I don't know obviously about them, but I sense it, I just pick it up. But being an empath especially is, you pick up on other people's feelings, and sometimes, you know, I always say you need to like put a protection around yourself, because like, when you're an empath, you feel deeply. That's the way I could put it, you feel deeply how others are feeling.
And how does this connect to the larger universe? Where do you think it comes from? What do you think it is? What, you know, there's a lot of people who probably feel this way and don't ever open their mouth about it because they're afraid of the reaction. And so I think it's really cool of you to say, this is me, this is how I feel, this is what happens, this is what I do, and you can give me a call. Or you'll come on the radio show or whatever. But where do you think it comes from?
Well, as I said previously, I wouldn't have done anything about this. And I'm going to mention, I started reading cards, doing email readings through email. So I wasn't even meeting people. And it was my friend Kerry Gibson from Lockerbie who actually encouraged me to do this. She said, you need to do this. And I kept saying no. But eventually she would get me people that I had never met. She would get them to send me through their email and to do a reading, a card reading for them. And basically they were coming back and saying, how did you know that? Because I knew nothing about them. I prefer to do readings for people that I don't know, because then they know that what I'm giving to them is correct if they can take the information. And after that, as the years went on, I've got two other friends. My friend Kirsty McGregor Burns, she invited me to go out with her to an evening that one of her friends was running. It was like a charity evening. Her name's Anne Rennie, and this lady, the two of them are psychic mediums. And this lady said to me, you know, you're going to do it. I had never read face-to-face with anybody until that evening. And all I can say is I loved it. I actually loved it. It's such a difference doing readings face to face, because you're seeing the people that you're reading for, and you are picking up more of what's happening around them. And it's special when they say to you that they can take what you've given to them. That makes me feel really special that I'm allowed to read for them. And I just love what I do.
What's the difference? What's intuitive or intuition?
Intuitive.
Is that tied up? Is it different?
Yep, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, we're going to do that because we're so far apart. We've never talked before. So it's okay. Pardon us if we interrupt each other. It's okay.
Again, intuitive is just like when you pick things up, you sense it. Okay. That's what intuitive is. You sense things about people and about circumstances around them. Because when you're doing readings, some people like you to ask them questions. I don't read that way. I like to give them what I see and what I feel. And that's a lot of how I work. I don't ask questions very often. And that's where the intuitive side comes out. It's what I'm feeling around them and around what's happening with the people that I'm reading for. That's how I work. And when I do cards, I look at the pictures on the cards. I'll tell you what I see from the picture on the cards rather than what's written on the cards, because sometimes I'll see things differently. Colours also have meaning for me. So the colours that I see in your cards, I'll explain what that means as well, because I pick up on a lot of what the colours show. They say we all work differently.
That's so cool.
That's how I work.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's just so, that sounds so interesting. Okay, so I'm going to keep asking questions because you're not going to get a prize at the end of this either. It's not like 20 questions win a prize. You just get the questions. Sorry. It's a lot of work. So I know I was telling you, I picked up in your bio that you said that you believe in the fairy realm. And I was telling you that here in Maine over on Mackworth Island, there's a, okay, so Maine is very forested, you know, there's trees everywhere. And Mackworth Island houses the Baxter School for the Deaf and also has this beautiful walking path all the way around the island. And then there's a whole section in the trees that's all fairy houses. And you can go in there and you can build your fairy house. You can, I don't think you can carry anything in. Like, you know, you can't, you know, sit there and, you know, like hammer a fairy house together and anything like that.
Yeah.
I think it has to be, you know, tiny little, you know, cute little fairy houses with shells and rocks and all that stuff. But I'm guessing you mean something different, or do you mean the same thing? Because I thought that was a cute little story to tell you. And I'm like, I don't know if that's right or wrong or way off.
Well, that's something I've not actually done yet, is get a fairy house, and I should have done it a while ago because I was told to, but I've not actually done that yet. But when I think of fairies, I have to tell you that I'm rather petite, so I do make a joke about it when I'm doing readings outside to people that fairies hold meaning for me because I'm the same size of them as I'm tiny. So we make a joke about that. But the fairy, I don't know why I've got a connection. I do love being in nature, but I've always had an interest in fairies. And one of my books, I was asked, one of my favourite books, it used to be The Magic Faraway Tree, and it was all about the magic, you know, times that the children used to have. And again, it was like all the wee gnomes and fairies that brought this forward for them. So again, my interest obviously was when I was younger as well. But they do bring magic into our lives, and there's proof they like to help. You know, if they see you need assistance with anything, just ask the fairies to help, and they will. They'll bring it forward in whatever way they feel it's meant to come forward for you. And again, they love being in nature too. So again, that's just another reason that I seem to have a connection with them. And unicorns, I'm a great believer in unicorns too. And the unicorn is actually one of our signs on our national flag for Scotland as well. The unicorn, it's a patron saint, so it is. It's actually really, you know, it's a symbol of Scotland as well. And just about the magic. And if you believe in the magic that you can bring into your life, and it doesn't mean like stirring a pot, it's not like that. It's like just bringing forward belief in what you want in your life and make it happen.
I ran into the cutest tiny little girl dressed as a unicorn in the airport down in North Carolina, and I said to her, you know, I officially believe in unicorns right now. It was so cute. She had the cutest little hat on, and that's so adorable. So, but a little bit more than that for you, because everybody wants to believe in unicorns, don't they? Everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Again,
like, I mean, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. What were you going to say again?
No, it's just the colours of the unicorns as well. It's like the colours of the rainbow. So again, they all seem to be interconnected with each other, because we think of fairies and we think of the colours, the different colours of the fairies as well. They all stand for different things.
Hmm. Yeah,
so
no, I mean, who are we to, you know, it's all good. What's the difference between, how do angels come in to play? And underlying all of this, is there a religious factor as well? Because when you mention angels, people go to religion.
Yeah,
I think.
I don't. I just, angels to me are like angels that they protect everybody, and it's not just attached to one religion. Angels, you need to ask them for their help, their assistance. They won't come forward unless you actually ask, because their way of thinking, it's polite to ask, and then they will come forward and help in whatever way they can. Fairies, they don't need to be asked. They see what's happening around you, so they do what they can to bring this help forward, the changes, positive changes forward into your life. Angels are, they are protectors. They all have, all the archangels have got different meanings to them. Archangel Raphael is the archangel of healing, so not just healing on the illness side of life, but always around your life. If again, this person, this archangel will come forward if you ask. I just see them as helpers as well. I feel angels as helpers for us. They help us to see who we are, because I feel that's where I've got a lot of, like, where my gifts come from. Like, the more I got involved with it, I turned, like, for them, I seem to get a lot of signs from them that I'm doing the right thing. Or they, you know, I just feel drawn to them. I don't know why, and that's the truth. I actually don't know why, but there's obviously a connection between me and the angels and the fairies, and they have turned my life around. They've encouraged me, like today. Never, ever, ever would I thought I was speaking to you today. I never thought I could do that, but I've asked them for encouragement today, and for so they've obviously, they're helping to calm me down as well, to be able to do this, because again, it's like self-confidence, you know, you need self-confidence to be able to do things that you don't think you would ever be able to do. So if you ask for assistance, then they will do what they can to give you that.
Isn't that the truth? And we all have those moments, no matter what it is, where the self-confidence kind of wavers and kind of fades in and out, and you muster up the courage and you say a prayer or call upon whatever it is to help. And I completely agree with you. I've been in those moments, and I'm a person who's nearly lost their life a couple times from food allergic reactions. And so I've been in, you know, some pretty deathly situations with food allergic reactions. And one of the reactions I had, I was 6 months pregnant with our son Cam, and that was really tricky to save both of our lives and so forth. So, you know, I've called upon a lot of angels in my life and so forth for assistance and so forth. And what I'm going to ask you next is a tough one. What about the people who feel like the angels don't show up for them? Like, you beg and pray and hope and wish and dream and all that stuff. And there's people out there who are just like, I don't feel helped or loved or inspired or confident or anything.
I've been
Talk
there
about
myself.
That.
Again,
yeah,
there
I think
has
every...
been times when, you know, you've asked and nothing happens. But I'm a great believer in divine timing. Things happen for you when they're meant to. And the struggles that we go through in life, again, that's what's brought me to where I am today. I've come through a lot of things in life too, but I don't focus on that. I try to stay positive. But I just feel as if things come forward, like today's happened. I never thought it would happen, but I do. I don't know, like when we have the new moon, you know, we write our intentions and that down. And again, we ask the angels to bring forward the things that we want in life. And I promise you, this is something that I had written down. And again, it's like believe. It might not happen when you want it, but there's always a reason why it's not happening when you want it to. It's like they're trying to wait for when the time's right to bring this help forward. It's like a learning. That's the way I look at it for myself. It's like a learning curve for me, because things, if they change straight away, you're going to think, oh, well, I'll just ask again and it'll keep happening. But that's not the way it works. We've got to go through different periods in life that brings a new understanding for us all. And that's why things don't always happen at the time we want them to, if that makes sense.
Oh, it's some of the best wisdom I've heard in a long time. I couldn't agree with you more, but it's frustrating to sometimes remind yourself of that. You know, it's a hard,
it's like a
moment in the show where you want to just take that little sound bite out and, you know, have it in a clip that you can get up in the morning, put on your mirror, press the button and have it remind you that everything happens in its own rightful time.
Yeah.
When it's supposed
to. And it doesn't, that's quite a, it's like a really, it's like a big, how do you put it? It's like a heavy load on you when things don't happen at the time you want them to. And, you know, you think, how am I going to get through this? And that's when I try and turn my mind to, I will get through rather than, will I? It's, I will. I turn the words around. So it's not, will I ever get through this? It's, I will get through this. And it does change your way of thinking. And that's when things start moving forward in a good way.
Do you, I just was going to ask you about action, like taking action and so forth. I've met a few people who are of the mindset that whatever's going to happen to them, they're going to wait for it to happen. And whatever shows up is going to show up. And then there's a lot of people, probably a little bit, I'm kind of probably more this way, where I do believe in that also, but sometimes I'll nudge something in a direction to give it a little bit more action. Ask somebody, I'll do a variety of things to actually take some actions toward some of the goals I have and so forth. That was long-winded, sorry, but what do you think about that?
Again, it's all down to self-confidence. If you feel confident, and I'll put my hand up to it, I don't always feel confident about things. Like today, I kind of thought, will I, won't I? But again, I turned my words around. But you need to take action sometimes in life, because not everything's going to move towards you. You need to do something to get the process moving. And that was why I answered your message that I saw on the Hay House Writers website. And that's basically why I'm speaking with you today, because that wouldn't have happened if I hadn't taken action. So I'm a believer that you need to do what needs to be done to get to where you want to be.
You know, it's interesting. When I posted that, I was like, I wonder who'll take action on this, if anybody. And you're the very first one. I'm like, there she is. So that's why you're sitting here. You know, it was fun because I posted that with the intention of, I'm going to help who shows up. And so it's really fun that you are here. And like I said, I love your accent, and I'm sure I have one to you as well. So, and I had somebody really near and dear to my heart help me from Scotland with my own Hay House book, and so I just love that was, you know, it was like, oh cool, another person from Scotland, how fun is this, you know, kind of thing. So I had my own moment too. So don't think you're the only one with moments there. So I kind of treasure the moment myself.
Synchronicity. I can't say the word synchronicity. It seems to be that's
again,
it's like signs, things happening when they're meant and with who they're meant.
Yeah, I believe I'm a little superstitious myself at moments. I have a kiddo who plays college baseball, and that's filled with superstition. You know, kind of wear your socks inside out, or you won't hit, or what? Oh gosh, that goes on and on and on. But and I frequently pray to the baseball gods. There, it goes well above and beyond. You know, like anybody.
Yeah.
But anyway, some humor there. But okay, so there. Take us in the direction you want to take us in to tell us about yourself, because I'm not going to know everything about yourself and the things that you've done and books and all this stuff. But what I do love, and I will tell you this, I was having trouble getting on your website because I think I spelled it wrong. And so I'm going to have to correct that on the radio show. I think the link is got two C's in it where it should just have one. So I will fix that. So I'll see if I can get on your website while I'm here, and then I'll correct that after the show. But I love your Facebook. Oh, my goodness, do I love your Facebook. almost 3,000 people following you are there on Facebook. So, I mean, you're doing something very right and very loving. It's a great Facebook page.
Well, thank you. Basically, as I say, I'm a psychic. I'm married. I've got two children, Amir and Zena. That's my son and daughter. And my wee dog that I was talking about, wee Jeff.
yeah.
My mum and dad, they're the ones who basically have always, as I say, I've came through some difficult times with my health previously, but they're the ones that were always encourage me, you know, just keep going, don't give up. And as I say, that's probably another learning for me, which is why I'm doing what I do today, because there's been times when I thought, I can't do this. And again, it's like they would say, nope, you can. So I always try and say that to people, that any obstacles that come forward are actually obstacles, they're like stepping stones. It's like your loved one's spirit, the universe is trying to see how strong that you are to get through these obstacles and basically keep pushing forward. I used to be a nursing assistant, but I left that 2 years ago, and basically now I'm just concentrating on doing this. I'm a traveller. I love to travel. I'm always saying I'm a free spirit because I do. I love travel, and that's something else I'm involved in at the moment as well. But I do. I used to, you know, still do a lot of free readings for people, psychic readings for people, because I still find it difficult to take any money because I just feel it's I'm here to give readings, and but I'll keep getting told it's like an exchange of energy. So no matter how little or how much, I take little, as you do, I just like to help people, basically. I just feel that's what I'm meant to be doing. I'm meant to be here to encourage people, to show them that they can do anything, that age isn't a barrier as well, because a lot of people used to say, well, I'm too old, but I don't believe that. I believe that no matter what age you are in life, there's always something else that you can do. So if you've got something in your mind that you think you want to do but feel you're too old, you're not. You can do anything. So
that's true. I know. I'm about to hit 50. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, 50 is the new whatever, because I'm going to keep going. and I'm a late bloomer, and it's all good. I'm quoting you, just so you know. I just wrote down what you said, and we'll have to do a little graphic on it for the show, but I love obstacles are stepping stones. That's your quote, just so you know.
Yeah.
You need to use that. That's a great quote. And I'm going to guess you see cool things in stones, too, because I see cool things in shells. There's not a beach I can land on and not try and pick up every shell. It's so annoying.
But
tell me what that means.
Well, I'm afraid. Yeah, I'm one of these people that goes to the beach, and I look at the sea because I love the sea, but I'll look at the sand because it's the stones that I'm looking for.
Yeah, me too.
You find the collection of them. And you do, you
I
can
have
see things in stones. See, if you look at them, you can, you know, it's like quieting your mind, quieting it down, and then just look at the stones, and you'll start to see shapes and pictures coming to you. That's your intuition working. That's you seeing things that normally we're too busy to look at, we wouldn't pay attention. But take time, pick up a stone and look and see, because I can assure you, you will. You'll see pictures in it, and it'll have some meaning to you as well. So try that the next time when you're at the beach. Pick a stone that you're drawn to. I always say trust what you're drawn to, because there's a reason, there'll be a message in that for you.
I like that one too. I'm writing you down. I'm quoting you again. Hold on a minute, I got to write it down. Trust what you are drawn to. Sorry if you can't hear me for a second. I'm reached over to write. So when I was a kid in, probably fifth grade or so, maybe fourth grade or so, they gathered us, a bunch of us together, and it was test you for talented and gifted, you know, like a talented and gifted program.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you're the first person I've come across really in a really long time who likes to read what you see in clouds, because that was one of the ways we were tested. Here's a bunch of clouds, and they were on paper, not in the sky necessarily, but make the clouds into different things. So like I would like I would connect two clouds together and make a pair of sunglasses, or you know, make a cloud tree or whatever. But you know, you're given like crayons and markers and all this stuff, and you were supposed to make the clouds into anything but clouds.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah,
wasn't that
fun? I'm one of these people. I sit on the bus because I don't drive. So if I'm going somewhere, either on the bus or on the train, and it's a day where I can see the clouds and read what I see in the clouds, I forget that I'm actually sitting next to people that don't know me, and I'll come away with something like, oh, there's a dog in the clouds, or oh, there's a horse in the clouds, or there's an angel in the clouds, and these people look at you as if to say, who am I sitting next to? But it's just, it's automatic.
I've taught all my kids to look for shapes in the clouds.
I'm quite normal, honest.
No, we are, you know.
You get into your own world and you see these things, and that's when, you know, you speak up about it. But there's been a couple of times where I have done that with somebody and they've said to me, oh, you do that too. So I'm not alone.
No,
I know other people do it.
I've grown up thinking everybody looked up in the sky and, you know, thought they saw a dog in the clouds, or, you know, the one was shaped like a cloud was shaped like the sun or whatever. People don't do that so much. And so I've said a few things of my own out loud. You know, I'm thankful I'm married to someone who looks up in the sky a lot and says, wow, look at that cloud, or look at that, that's shaped like a butterfly or whatever. So my husband completely gets it. But we've raised our kids to do that too.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they fared, their four boys out there looking up in the sky going, look, a butterfly. But one of them is about to graduate from college as a meteorologist. He's always looked up in the sky.
Yeah. Oh, superb. No, that's great, because I can assure you, I bet you he's going to come away with some of the things, or she is going to come away with some things, and you'll see it, because I feel you are an intuitive lady. You do trust your intuition. I'm picking that up with you. I know we're talking about this, but that's what I'm picking up. You know, you trust how you feel. If something doesn't feel right, you won't follow that path.
No,
because I feel
never.
Because I feel there has been times that things have came forward for you and you've kind of thought, no, it doesn't feel right, and you've trusted.
Yeah.
So,
no, that's me to the core.
Yeah.
That's a really tough way to be, though, sometimes, the trust your gut, take the leap. I've done some crazy things because, you know, you trust your gut, and sometimes you make those leaps forward and you do find yourself licking some wounds, though.
Yes.
You know, it's like, okay, I got to do this, and there's going to be, you know, some destruction in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't even know sometimes when we do trust for intuition and we do something, it might feel sometimes, not always, but sometimes you might question, you shouldn't have done that. But I always feel that maybe at that time we shouldn't have done it, but then when time moves forwards and you look back, you think to yourself, no, that was meant, I was meant to do it then. So again, it's back down to divine timing and trust.
Okay, so we're just going to go all over the map a little bit, too. I'm going to ask you just a question about dreams. Do you know anything about dreams?
Yeah, I'm a lady of dreams. I'm always dreaming. I know usually in my dreams, there's like a symbolic message getting given to you. So,
how, though? Like, how? Here's the thing. So I have some dreams sometimes, and maybe this is TMI, people, sorry, too much information, but I'm going to just say, I have some dreams, and it's like, I've never even seen that place before. How did my mind think of that house, or those people, or that experience, or what the heck? What is that?
Right. Can I say that, you'll have heard, obviously, we say it here, deja vu. So it's probably, it can either be somewhere that you've been in a past life, because I'm a great believer in past lives, that we've all been here before. And again, not everybody agrees with this, but I really am someone that does. So when you get things like that in dreams, and we talk about astral travel as well, so you may think you've not actually been to this place, but when you went into your dream state, it's like astral travel, it takes you to these places, and there's a reason for it. So I'm going to say too, you see, when you have dreams like that, if you write down, did you recognize the place that you had went to?
No, and
no.
Sometimes the same place will come up a couple times, and I'm like, okay, I've never seen that before. You know,
right.
I swear.
Always write things like that down, because it could also be somewhere that you're going to be visiting ahead. But I'm picking this up with you that I feel that this place that you're getting shown, is it like a particular building, or is it an actual, I don't know how to put it. I just feel as if it's been given to you, and it's been given to you, you said, a few times now, that you've dreamt about it a few times. Then
it gives me goosebumps, too. We're talking about it, and I have shivers, like goosebumps kind of thing. It's like, whoa, what is that?
There is a reason, so it's either a past life connection, somewhere you're still to visit, or it's actual symbolic of something for you. And I know, obviously, we're talking live, so you might maybe want to message me later and tell me what that was, and I'll see if I can get a connection.
Super cool.
But I keep getting drawn to the past life for you, so there's a reason, because I keep hearing the words as we're speaking. It's like, been there before, so you have been to that place before, but there is a meaning. There's definitely a meaning behind it. So if you do that, if you don't mind, message me later on. We'll see what we can get for you.
I definitely will. Yeah, and people, I'm trying. You know, I'm talking out loud here. You know, and I think it needs to be said out loud. I think there's a lot of things we think, we go, what was that? And we don't have anywhere to go with our questions without either feeling strange or foolish or goofy or crazy or whatever it is. And, you know, I'll talk out loud to my husband. I'm like, okay, here's one that I always say. I'm like, why do cats follow me around? You know, I have a joke I say, like, I was the leader of the cats in another world or something. I mean, seriously, it's like cat mama. What is the deal? Got one for that one?
Can I ask you the same with the dog? I know you've said it with the cats, but does the dog do the same thing?
Yeah.
Because I feel, again, it's feeling, that's the way I work. I feel things, and I do feel that should you ever do or even think about doing so, because you've got a great connection. We talk about animal communication. You'll have that there in the US as well. It's like animal communication, because I feel you pick up things from your dogs and your dog and the cat as well, because there seems to be, we talk about cats are very intuitive, so are dogs. My dog definitely is, and they pick up on how you're feeling as well. So if you're maybe not feeling 100%, you'll find the animals draw closer to you. But
they lay on top of me.
Yeah,
I'm down in bed with the flu. I have a cat on my head, a cat on my lap, a cat on my feet, and a dog on the floor. It's like, what the heck?
Cats and dogs, they're healers in themselves. They might not give you like medicine like a doctor would do, but they are healers. They give you healing in their own way. Like, as you said, your cat, you know, wouldn't leave you. It kept, you know, lying beside you in that. Again, that's its way of passing like more positive energy to you and healing energy. It's like Reiki. There you are. It's like, I'm a Reiki healer. And that's the way it is. It's like you pass on your positive energy to, you know, ease symptoms that people may have. And again, that's with the animals, that's the way they work as well. They're very drawn to you, especially when you're not feeling well, or if you're feeling a wee bit down, they'll come nearer to you and they won't want to leave your side, like your cat knew you were unwell. And it's lovely. I love things like that. I'd love to do animal communication. That's something that I do want to do. I was going to do it, but my mum died, so I didn't get a chance to go to the course, but it's still on my list of things to do, so I'm definitely going to do it at some point.
Yeah, you definitely should. That'd be so much fun. Yeah, I love cats. I mean, I just really do. I love dogs too. I mean, I've got a huge labradoodle, but we have a cat that no one wanted. I mean, they were like, Elizabeth, do you want to come and rescue this cat? And I'm like, I'll come down and look, you know, kind of thing, because I'm me. And it was just a feral cat. They found this cat, and the reason why I took the cat was the cat was totally afraid and freaked out and matted and skinny and all that stuff, but it never once hissed.
No.
It had not a mean bone in its body. It was just terrified. And this is the kitty cat on my Instagram who does the radio show with me every day. So she's listening intently to you, Evelyn. She's like, you should see her. I'll have to take a picture. Hold on. I'll take a picture while we're live on the air for you, and I'll make sure and send it to you. But no, it's hilarious. Yeah. Hang on.
Well, again, that's like you were meant to get this cat. It's like, you know, you said nobody else really was interested, but again, it's like something that was meant to happen. And I love when things like that happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do too. And so I, you know, we have to go here like in the next 5 minutes or so, but I wanted to, you know, I just want, and then it go fast. It's easy. See?
Yeah.
And, just, you know, what I would tell you to do, if this is one of your first, you know, major shows that, you know, that you've been on and stuff like that, do not listen to it back and pick yourself apart for like what you could have and should have and all that stuff said. Just do me a favor and schedule again a couple months from now, and we'll go again and do another show because it's fun.
Oh, thank you.
And,
I've enjoyed it, really have.
Yeah.
Thank you. There you go. You've gave me a wee boost of confidence as well. I told you before we came on here that was nervous, and then, yeah, you've managed to calm me down. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're wonderful. And you know, it's so much fun to be able to play a small, you know, role in somebody's world to make them happy or feel their best or whatever. That's what I love to do. And you mentioned, you know, a lot of things free, and you know, that's my book. Sometimes I give away a lot of books, like here, smile and have a book, you know, or whatever it is. So, I think that's really an important part of what you're saying. Overall, you're like, you know, if I can touch your life and help explain something, you know, help you feel a little bit better about something, believe in yourself, believe in what you can do, love nature, connect with all the things that you're saying, you know, it's a beautiful world.
Definitely. And sometimes we're too busy, we miss half of what's happening, we don't notice the signs, that the things that we should be looking at. So no, definitely, I love what you're saying, that's true.
Yeah, you know, I had Alana Stewart on my radio show years ago, and Alana Stewart, this is U.S. actors and things like that. Alana Stewart was Farrah Fawcett's best friend, and I don't know if you know who that is or not, but anyway, Farrah Fawcett passed away from cancer.
Oh, yeah, I do know. And Alana knew her as well.
Yep, and Alana talks about seeing white feathers.
I've got a jar. I find it everywhere to go.
What are white feathers?
Yeah.
I didn't have a great explanation for her.
All right. Well, the signs from your angels or from your loved ones in spirit, it's like I say hello from spirit. If you find a feather, pick it up. As I say, I pick up every feather that I find that is usually it's like a small white feather from your angels. But different feathers have different colours of feathers. They also have meaning. So never look at a feather with two colours on it and not pick it up. If you find it, there's always a reason that you have to find it. Look up the meaning of the colours on your feather, and you'll find that it does hold meaning for you.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so say that again. You pick any feather or just a... Yeah, no, no clue.
Yeah,
any feather or just a white feather?
No, not just a white feather, because you do find that you... where you least expect them to be. Obviously, where there's lots of birds, you're going to find lots of feathers. But somewhere, if you're maybe walking, I've had feathers fall in front of me, and there's no birds around at all. And I always take it as a hello, as I say, from my mum, because she knew I loved feathers. I was always collecting them, so that's like her sign to me. But you get feathers of different colours. So if it's somewhere there's no birds, somewhere that you wouldn't get a bird feather, pick it up and look at the colour and then look at what it means, because the colours, they all hold meanings. Again, like I said with the cards, they have meaning for you.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, and now tell me about small coins. I'm just going to go through everything we talk about. what's with coins, like money, like just regular money or special coins?
Yeah, no, just any small coin that you'll find in an unusual place, because like the angels or your loved ones will leave it somewhere unusual because it will make you take notice. You'll be like, oh, why is that there? And I always ask people to look at the date on the coin that they find. the small coin. We say 5p's here. I think it's cents in America. Look at the date on it, because you'll find that the date holds meaning for you as well.
Huh.
And that's what I always do, look at the date, because I always feel like when you look at it, you'll see a date that does have meaning for you.
Hmm. What if it's not heads up?
That doesn't matter. Like it, if it's not heads up. No, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
so it's saying,
fine.
Like, see a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck.
Yeah,
and
that's
but
what
sometimes
we
say. People don't want to pick them up if it's not heads. I don't understand
that.
I always pick them
up. We pick them up. I always pick them up. And as I say, it doesn't matter if they're like the other turned upside down or whatever. Just always pick them up, check the dates, and then put it in a bank or put it in a charity box, because that's what I do. always get them for a reason.
Yeah. All right. And here's one you didn't mention. Have you ever met anybody, my mom, who collects buttons? She loves buttons.
We were meant to have this conversation. My mum had a jar of buttons, and I'm talking, she used to get them everywhere.
Oh, that just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, so there's a reason. Honestly, you've mentioned that, but yeah, because my mum had a huge jar full of buttons, and we could never work out why. But she always said that they were always meant to be there. So
that's what my mom said. What's that all about? So my father passed away October 19th. And I spent a lot of time with my mom this past year because my dad was so sick in ICU. And he passed away October 19th, and I stayed with my mom for a good month afterwards. And it was a really interesting month. I learned things about my mom I never knew, and some really sad things and some strange things and some really interesting things. All wonderful. My mom's super cool.
Yeah,
but I was like, I never knew anybody else but me collected buttons. I never knew in all these years, she's 70 something and I'm almost 50. I'm like, so why didn't you tell me this whole time you collect buttons? I'm thinking I'm such a weird person. I love buttons. I have a jewelry box. I wouldn't say I have a very big collection of them, but I find them kind of interesting, so I put them in my jewelry box. My husband's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I have no idea. I'm just going to put it there. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, that's lovely. It just shows you didn't know that. So it's obviously something between you that you're meant to do. It's carrying on what your mum's been doing. It's like carrying
string
on. So, no, it's lovely. I love that.
I told her I was going to string them all together and wrap them around the Christmas tree or something. I got to figure out something to do. I mean, she has a lot of buttons. I'm like, okay, Mom, what is this? She's like, it's just something I do. I'm like, all right. But she loves she loves necklaces and beads, so it kind of makes sense, actually, because she owns a jewelry company. And so
I was about to say, you've mentioned that. I was just about to say to you, your mum's a creative lady, but I can't say it to you because you've told me now, but I was going to just say that to you.
Okay. Yeah, she can make anything. I told her one time, I need a pumpkin cake. And so to me, a pumpkin cake would be like a rectangle sheet cake with a pumpkin drawn on it, right? I cannot make things. I can't draw or anything like that. I can definitely write, but I can't really draw very well. My mom came and visited and made our son like a bundt cake and a bundt cake. She put them together on top of each other. So this cake was round. And then she painted it orange. And then it was shaped like a pumpkin. I'm like, there's the interpretation of the pumpkin cake.
That's epic. Excellent. No, that's cool. That is really
funny.
Good. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So, I just have loved chatting with you. And what I'd like to ask is there anything that I haven't talked to you about that you want to tell us about? Because there's so much more to you than my mom's, pumpkin cake.
No, I can't really think. The only other thing I was going to just mention was about people always ask what a light worker is. Now, I've never heard of this until I started going out and doing readings, because you get a lot of psychics who come to the places that you're doing readings because they want their cards done, they want a reading from you. And a lot of them had commented to me about being a light worker, and I didn't know what a light worker was. But now I'm starting to understand, and they used to tell me what it is. It's like all about, again, believing in positive thinking to make things happen for you. It's like you're doing things in love. And a lot of times we do things without thinking, but it's like an act of love to whoever you're giving information to. And again, it's light worker. You're always trying to help people make their lives better as well. And I just think it's something that's important for people to know. It's like we talk about growth. When we're in career, we like to keep moving forward, like personal growth in life. And it's an awakening with light workers. I don't know. I keep getting told that there's loads of us about in the world now, and more of us are behaving as we're supposed to do. So it's being true to yourself, behaving in your own way, the way that you're meant to be here. So I know it sounds a bit maybe crazy, but I just feel it's like people are now behaving like the way that they were born to be, whereas before we would all hide it. And light workers just want to share that to let people know that it's okay to be themselves. And that's what I pick up when I say about light workers. So it's just let people be who they're meant to be, and don't let anything stop you, basically, from being who you are. Don't let feel, you know, that you shouldn't be showing your true self, because you should. You're meant to be who you are for a reason.
Boy, I must have needed to hear that this week or something. I think we all need that, because that is the second person. You are the second person this week, you and Joel Kamm, who was on the radio on Tuesday, to say that. And it literally inspired me to change the saying on my website. The saying on the website of Best Ever You has changed this week to a great place to just be you.
Yeah.
True. I mean, and now I'm keeping it. I was kind of like, now it's going to be there. I'm going to credit you and Joel. A great, you know, it's such a serious reminder to just be who you are.
Yeah,
it's a great thing.
Sometimes people tell you not to do it, but I used to just think, okay, I won't. But now I do believe in being myself.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Before we go, we have a caller, and caller, I can't tell whether you're just listening or whether you want to ask a question. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute your phone. And if you could tell me, you are calling from area code 520. If you could just politely tell me whether you want to ask a question or just listen, I would appreciate it, because I don't want to close the show when you wanted to ask a question and not give you that opportunity. So you are going live, caller 520. Did you want to ask a question?
Yes, actually, I had something to share with you before you close your show.
Ah, good. I'm glad I unmuted the phone. Hi.
Yeah. So its date is February 7, 2019, and I titled it Life is Beautiful. And it says, as time passes, I have come to realize that no matter all the hurt and pain, no matter the dis-ease and discomfort feelings, we as human beings are strong. We are one with the higher power of all humanity. We all make mistakes. It's part of the human race. Love and be kind to others in sight. Share and give, receive and embrace. Life is beautiful, a beautiful place. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes. Use those as nothing more than a stepping stone. Love thyself and everything else should fall in place. Sincerely, Marie.
Wow, love that.
Oh, I do too. Who do you want? Do you mind sharing your name with us? And did you write that?
Yes, it's Marie. Yes, I did. My name is Marie, and I wrote it on February 7th of this year.
It's so beautiful.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely is.
So beautiful. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Boy, Evelyn, that's random. That's a random call into the show. That gives me more goosebumps.
Another one of the men. That is beautiful. I love that.
All right. Well, we're closing the show with Marie also and Evelyn. Oh, that's so cool. All right. So, Evelyn, it has been such a joy and a pleasure, and all the wonderful I don't even know. I don't even have the words for it yet. I will have to think on it a little bit. Really cool. That's my 80s girl. Just so amazing to meet you and hear you and learn from you.
Thank you.
And have the reassurance from you as well That's a really big part. I hope you add that to what you do, because I think people need to be reassured. Of all of these things, they are like, oh, my father passed away and that was a sign. And people go, no, it wasn't. It's like, no, I really felt like it was. And when you feel that way, sometimes people make you feel small. When you felt big, going, oh, somebody, he reached back down and said hello to me today or whatever. And people make you feel bad.
Yeah. If you feel that's a sign, know that it is. It's, again, it's all about trusting how you feel, trusting the fact that it is. If you believe it is, then know it is, because that is, you're getting told it is.
Yeah.
And
so,
thank you very, very much. And I do mean that, for having me on today. That's, it's a big thing for me, and I've loved it. I feel like
girl.
I've just been talking with a friend. Yeah, I class with a friend now, because it has been like I've been just talking to my friend. That's what it's felt like. And thank you.
Yeah. And Brave Marie, too. Yay. I don't have any MP3.
Marie, would you send that through to you? Because I would actually like a copy of that, if she's able to send it to you.
Sure.
Because it is beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And it needs to be shared.
Yeah, Marie, if you get a chance, log on to Best Ever You, and there's a like a join us thing, and it's not it doesn't cost anything or anything. You just join, and it's free. Once I see you up there, I'll change you to writer. If you want to post that, you can. I mean, I'd love to have that on there to share in our social media. That was beautiful. Unless it's you know, we're not allowed to do that or whatever. But if you want to do that, I'd love it. So,
yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Evelyn, I hope you'll come on again, and I hope you continue on your journey of helping all the people. Lots of love to everybody listening. We hope the show has touched your heart and your soul and your mind and your confidence level. So lots of love, everybody. Take care, Evelyn. Thank you. Marie, thank you. And to everybody listening,
I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.